Yesterday we spoke to Mark Tighe of the Sunday Independent about his article about Carrie Jade Williams, who we spoke to on Radio Kerry on this show last year. Carrie Jade was living in Kenmare. She was an award-winning writer. She won the Financial Times Bodley Head FTSA Prize Award, which is open to writers under the age of 35. She amassed international acclaim for her work and her campaign for people with degenerative conditions. Carrie Jade said she had the disease, the terrible disease, Huntington's disease. It's fatal. And now prominent charities, publishers, scientific organisations and news sites have come forward and addressed, said and led investigations and believe that Carrie Jade Williams is in fact an English woman named Samantha Cooks, who was convicted of fraud in England 11 years ago for defrauding a couple who were trying to have children. She said she'd be a surrogate for them, but she didn't fulfil her bargain, even though she was paid £2,000 sterling. And there are also issues claimed that she made promises to families whose children have particular needs and never delivered on items to help them with sensory issues, and so on and so on. Huge allegations made against this woman. Now, this morning we bring you the interview with Carrie Jade Williams, aka Samantha Cooks, former landlord Tim Harrigan. He rented a house to Carrie Jade in Carrie Jade Williams or Samantha Cooks in Kenmare last March, and he rented to her under the name Carrie Williams. She told Tim that her name was Carrie Williams. This is what Tim had to say.
March last year, I put a house up in the Daft for rent, a three-bedroom house, newly done up. A pretty modern home, so it was in a good part of Kenmare. And if I had 10 houses there, I could rent them. But this particular tenant, she taught me she was Jade Williams, and she was like speaking to an angel, if I can say that.
Why did she appear so angelic?
Very well spoken, very down to earth, and seemed very educated. Boasting of her big job that only four or five of them in the country were doing it. She was some health and safety expert officer or whatever she was, and was looking for something long term, 5 to 7 years. So every landlord is looking for a good tenant, but you'd be made by her.
Did you check any references? Did you ask for any references from her?
I asked her for references, and she was to email me on. I emailed on the email address and she never sent them to me. Bigger fool I was. Because if I did get some references, the last landlord who I got in contact with, she was after running them through the RTB dispute thing as well.
We'll come to that about the Residential Tenancies Board shortly. So she arrived in March. She seemed very pleasant, very professional, very nice person.
March, fine. She moved in very early days, March, I think somewhere around the 1st or 2nd of March. And she had a problem with a shower, and I replaced the shower for her, and everything was fine. I really got the odd texts during the summer about how it was a lovely place to live and she loved it and she was going to be long term and so on and so forth. And until I got a text from one of the neighbours saying that there's something that I should know about my tenants that I don't know. She was running an Airbnb all summer from the house that I was unaware of, and that I'm not insured for either. If anyone fell down the stairs or anything, I'd be totally liable. And that how one of the Airbnb guests was suing her for a substantial amount of money for discrimination against her disease. Now, she never told me she had a disease, but she did tell me that she was going to be in and out of hospital and missing for a while. So when I did a bit of research into online and started Googling her name, I found out that she wasn't Jade Williams like she told me, that she was Samantha Cooks, who was a convicted criminal, opening websites and selling autistic sensory ties to parents and not delivering on the orders, and you could read an awful lot of stuff about her online. So I proceeded anyway to ask her where was she, or where was the rent, or whatever she had owed me rent. But I was kind of giving her an easy time to rent because I thought she was so sick.
And when was this? What time of the year are we talking about now?
This was, I'd say, probably around the 1st or 2nd of November. The last rent she paid was in September. She didn't pay October because she told me she was going to be in and out of hospital. So I wasn't really pushing her on it. I said, this girl's going through a tough time, and give her a bit of a break. But when I started reading stuff online, I kind of started demanding the rent to be paid for October coming into November. And she turned totally then from the lovely, pleasant Jade Williams into, you cannot more or less put me out. You cannot carry out an illegal eviction. You cannot do this. Sent me two registered letters saying that she wasn't moving. And that when I contacted the RTB about it, no one could give me advice. My solicitor even couldn't give me advice because the RTB are a total loose cannon.
How much money does she owe you in rent?
October, November, probably at the minute, €4,500. But there's property missing. There's property missing as well, and I've had to get the place repainted since, because she painted walls and painted around furniture. She didn't even pull it out from the wall. Painted skirting boards, and the house is freshly painted when she moved in March. So I presume I'd say I probably downed the guts of €10,000 over her. I found a room. First of all, when you looked inside the front door, there was a Zimmer frame, and after giving her notice and she wasn't coming back. And she wouldn't give me a straight answer, only sending me registered threatening letters. I found, when I went into the house, because I had to go into the house, I found food all over the place, upstairs, inside in bedrooms, and rubbish, and bins overflowing. And I found a room upstairs that was a Zimmer frame inside the door. There was a Zimmer frame inside by the bed. There was a bed rail up. There was a microwave upstairs with some microwavable dinners, as if to someone that was bedridden that couldn't get out of bed. And then I found the main bedroom.
Is there any possibility that she possibly was telling the truth about having a debilitative disease, and that it was something that she wanted to keep private in her dealings with people such as yourself, but that when she was living in the house on a day-to-day basis, she did need items and just aids such as a Zimmer frame?
No, because any time the neighbour saw her popping out, there was definitely no Zimmer frame or anything like that. Like, why would you need them inside the house and not outside the house?
And when you saw her, how was
when
she?
When I saw her, yeah, plenty pep in her step, no problem.
Tim, she made a complaint about you to the residential tenancy
so the first
board. That's correct.
The first thing I did is I gave her her 7-day written notice from the RTB website. It's a template you can print off and stick everything on it. And the only grounds you have for a 7-day notice is antisocial behaviour, or if someone is afraid of her in the vicinity. And I had two neighbours that were very afraid of her, so much so that I had to change the locks in one of the neighbours' door, because she had given the key of her house to that neighbour to feed her cat while she was on holidays. I changed the locks on the neighbour's door. So I gave her a 7-day notice, and she was supposed to be out by the 11th of November, I think. Forgive me now if I'm out a day or two with the dates, but I didn't. I gave her more than 7 days' notice to move her stuff and return my belongings, and she sent me a threatening letter saying that I was not that I was to store her stuff until May of 2023. And I basically sent her a text saying that if she thinks that I'm going to sit back and run into rent arrears while she decides what to do, she has another thing coming. I rang the RTB. Every time you ring the RTB, you're waiting an hour and a bit on the phone, and you're on to a different person every time, and no one seems to be able to give you advice. Can I take back my house? She's disappeared from it. She's left the place in a desperate state. She's not paying rent, but apparently she has more rights than I have.
And what name is the woman using in relation to her correspondence with the Residential Tenancies Board in relation to the complaint that she's made against you?
They're not allowed to give out that information, but I had to open a dispute in to react to her dispute or whatever, and I used the name she gave me, Jade Williams, but I put in AKA Samantha Cooks. And I'm not the first landlord. I'm after doing my homework in it. She has other landlords taken through the same process. She should be getting no hearing whatsoever using fake names.
And you've no update, you're saying, from the Residential Tenancies Board or the RTB regarding the complaints she made?
The last email I got from the RTB was, here's your case reference number, start uploading all your evidence now, because there's going to be a mediation process. But in fact, I'm just going to ignore the whole situation, the RTB, because I think that after this experience, I'm never, ever again renting this house long term. In fact, I'm going to do two things. I'm either going to sell it or go down the Airbnb route where I know someone will be gone after 4 or 5 nights. I wouldn't mind, but the last people I had in before this, they were all people that were happy and there was never a problem with them. But I'm gone so sick of it that when you come across a bad tenant like this and you've no backup from the RTB and the government are wondering why there's a housing crisis and why landlords are pulling out, I guarantee you it's because there is no law there for the landlord. Someone can stop paying rent, you're to serve them a 28-day notice, and when the 28 days are up and they haven't paid your rent that is due, you have to serve them another 28-day notice to get out. And then, when that 28 days is up, you have to serve them another 28-day notice for overholding. So it could be 3 months. And one thing I'd like to get interested is that she was running an Airbnb from my house without I knowing it. She was running a business. But she's out there somewhere